my mind was always made up. It was just waiting on the right time to announce it, you know, getting information from a lot of people. But, you know, I want to compete. You know, that's kind of who I am. That's what I want to do. You know, I look forward to doing everything here. You know, it's kind of the way I was brought up and who I am. So throwing really wasn't a question the whole time. It was just a matter of time until we told somebody about it.
I've been getting ready for this since I was three. You know, I've been trained by my dad, by my brother. You know, I've been watching NFL film since I was 12. You know, so, you know, I think that from a knowledge standpoint, just having David is such an advantage. You know, such a resource. What a resource. He's done all this, you know, to have. Of course, social media wasn't around when he was coming out, but you know, just what an advantage to have him. And my preparation, you know, that's one thing. You know, I'm not 6'6". I'm not going to run a 4.3, but I'll outwork and out prepare anybody. So I think that's one of my points of difference.
You know, everybody says play behind NFL talent at Alabama. Well, usually in the NFL, that's what's in the NFL is NFL talent. So I don't know how that can be a knock, really. But I'm a leader, first one in, last one out. And I feel like I've always put us in a good situation to win the ball game.
Just understand that it's a process that, you know, I got to have the right mindset that if I want to get back to pro, if I want to be able to participate in pro day, I got to grind. There's no feeling sorry for myself. There's no taking days off. It's a challenge, but I always like a new challenge, and I'm facing it head on. And like I said, we're grinding every single day, no days off. And right now we're way ahead of schedule, and it's feeling great.
You know, I think kind of the skill set I possess is, you know, being able to extend plays, being able to handle a lot of offense, you know, having played at UCF, you know, dealing with a lot of things as far as handling offense, making all the throws, you know, being trustworthy, I think making the right decisions on and off the field, not embarrassing the franchise or your last name, I think is huge, especially when you're playing quarterback in the National Football League. You know, I think those things, the competitiveness, I think are all traits that are great to have as a quarterback. And, you know, hopefully there's other teams that believe that.
You know what? From the evaluations that I've gotten and from the meetings that I've had, you know, I don't care what anyone says out of those rooms because I know what I've heard. And, you know, I know what they've said to me. And, you know, they're not going to sugarcoat anything in this league. So, you know, I will never get into what they say or what they say because I love when people say bad things outside of those circles. So it's just fun for me to hear because I know what the teams are saying and what they're telling me. So it's been a great experience to be here and hear those things because until you get here, you don't know what they're thinking. But when you get here, you know what the teams are thinking, and it's been really good so far.
I don't try to worry about any of that. I mean, if you ask anybody, any GMs or head coaches, I mean, nobody knows where everybody's going to fall. So draft is just kind of here and there, really. One guy can get picked up earlier than he's expected and change the whole draft. So I'm worried about what I can control, and that's me going out there and performing to the best of my ability. And wherever the chips fall, they fall.